Chapter 4. Samantha gazed through the big windows of the guest check-in area at the Burnett Ranch. In the years she'd been gone, they had made renovations that made the place even more inviting than before. Inside the room, big wooden beams held the roof up, and there were Western paintings and pictures of how the ranch had looked. It seemed almost every generation from the past was pictured on the wall. Large windows were added to gaze out at the swimming pool, the barns, and even some cabins. The grounds were perfectly groomed, and she could see workers hurrying back and forth between the buildings. Big leather couches filled the lobby where guests could sit and wait for their cabin or their family to arrive. The opulence was daunting. The Dude Ranch was more like a resort than a ranch. Nothing like she remembered. She had parked her rental car right outside the building, and now she was waiting to check in. Her secretary had been advised to ask for Cabin 5. That was where she had met the elderly woman who had comforted her. Though, looking back, she sometimes wondered if she'd dreamed the entire event. At the time, she'd been so young. The taunting by her classmates, she remembered very well. But what if the ghost she imagined was just a figment of her imagination? Then her career would be toast. She'd bet a lot on coming here, and Harry the Bosshole had made sure she knew before she'd left that he would be eager to walk her out if she didn't return with something incredible. "Mrs. Rollins," a beautiful girl behind the counter called. She stood and walked to her. "You're in Cabin 5. Here's your activity list. Tonight there will be a welcome reception here in this building, and we'll be serving breakfast and dinner here as well. Lunch is served at the Chuck Wagon at whatever activity you're involved with. If you need anything at all, dial 0, and we'll do our best to help you." Her badge said Desiree Burnett, and Samantha wondered how many family members it took to run this business. "Thank you," Samantha said, eager to get to her cabin. It had been a long flight, and then a 2-hour drive just to reach the ranch, though they were but an hour from Fort Worth. The traffic from DFW Airport was comparable to New York traffic in that it was often bumper to bumper. It had been years since she drove.
"Travis will take your luggage and escort you to your cabin. Enjoy your stay," the young lady said.
Like a flash from the past, she remembered Travis. He had been a year older than her and had been at the school outing saddling horses as they prepared to go riding that day. While everyone was occupied getting their mounts ready, the girls had gathered around her and taunted her until she ran from the barn to escape their mean, hateful words. Today, those girls or women would never get away with their mean behavior. "Good afternoon, ma'am," he said, picking up her suitcases. "Cabin 5?
"Yes," she said.
His face was still the same, though his eyes didn't seem to have the same fire they once held. Fear trickled down her spine as she wondered if he would recognize her. Doubtful. Her looks had changed that much. Someday, she would return here and rub those hateful girls' noses in who she had become. But not this trip, unless she had an opportunity.
"Please, call me Samantha," she told him. "Ma'am sounds like something you'd call my mother."
A smile spread across his face. "Just trying to be respectful."
"Be respectful by calling me Samantha," she said. "I'm not ancient yet."
"You look familiar. Where are you from?" he asked.
"The East Coast, Connecticut to be exact," she said, hoping he didn't remember her.
Because then her job would be a lot harder, especially if he traced her back to being the host of the ghost hunting show. Then her job would be impossible.
"Where are you from?" she asked, trying to be funny and stop him from thinking about what made her appear familiar.
A slow grin spread across his face. "Lived here my whole life. Seen some of the world, but always come right back here." They walked toward the cabins, and she liked the way he carried her heavy suitcases filled with equipment with ease. The man was muscular and strong as he walked across the gravel. Dark hair peeked from beneath his cowboy hat, and he had high cheekbones that held two small dimples. Long, dark lashes covered his emerald eyes. No longer did he look like a young boy, but rather a man who could handle whatever life threw at him.
"How long are you staying?"
"Just a week," she said, hoping she could get everything she needed by then. She had to be back in New York and preparing the episode or be looking for another job.